This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Police in Hong Kong have fired tear gas as rallies continued Sunday night in downtown Hong Kong for a second night. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A sea of black-shirted protesters, some with bright yellow helmets and masks, but many with just backpacks, have marched down a major street in central Hong Kong in the latest rally in what has become a summer of protest there. The march followed a shorter rally at a park in the financial district against the police use of tear gas, rubber bullets and other force to break up a protest the previous Sunday. On Saturday past, clashes between protesters and police led to 11 arrests and left at least two dozen injured in an outlying district towards the border with mainland China. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Police deployed tear gas several times to prevent protesters from reaching the Beijing liaison office, a place that was defaced during demonstrations a week earlier. The central government's Hong Kong and Macau affairs office is expected to hold a press conference sometime Monday to share Beijing's views about the political turmoil. A top White House aide is defending President Trump's disparaging tweets about an influential black congressman and his Baltimore district. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
President Trump's tweets attacking Congressman Elijah Cummings, calling his Baltimore district dangerous and rat-infested, drew swift condemnation from Democrats. Congressman Jerry Nadler telling ABC's This Week the president was
disgusting and racist.
And his tweets,
they are designed to distract attention from the very serious allegations about his conduct.
Trump's acting chief of staff Mick Mulvaney denies the comments were racist, but says they do have another purpose, to fight back against Cummings' criticism of the administration's border policy. Still, Republican Congressman Will Hurd says,
I wouldn't be doing those. I wouldn't be tweeting this way.
Hurd also appeared on ABC's This Week. Ben Thomas, Washington.